News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. The state Senate overrides the governor's veto of the Oklahoma Survivors Act. Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat called for the override.
I move that Senate Bill 1470 become law.
The law allows domestic violence victims found guilty of a crime to enter evidence of abuse at sentencing to get a shorter sentence. The law would be retroactive and available for domestic abuse survivors who are already serving a prison sentence. Well, over the past decade, ranked choice voting is seeing increased popularity around the globe, but not in the U.S. So much so that the state Senate has approved a bill banning the concept from all local elections. Senator Kerry Hicks argued the bill is limiting what supporters of the bill dislike about the federal government.
Through this very provision, this is a state overreach.
The bill passed along party lines 37-8 and now goes to the governor. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
All the years of study, all the miles on all the roads, all the science, all the technology, all the hours, all the danger.
We're in the middle of it right now.
And it all comes down to it. It's all about the warning.
We want you to take cover.
And the team from the locally owned station does it better than anyone else.
Tornado on the ground.
You have to pay very close attention.
50 mile per hour wind gust.
Helen Crone, Station Knight, and Travis Meyer, the Oklahoma weather experts, only on Oklahoma's own News on 6.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.